Welcome to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast, where we facilitate the motto, Ask, Learn, Do More. Our host is Jonathan Lennon, author of Effective Technology and Ministry, a Practical Guide, and founder of the Church Tech Club. From time to time, Jonathan is joined by exciting co-hosts, product specialists, plain old product users, and special guests to answer questions you have asked, share pro ministry tech developments, and offer inspiration that promotes reaching, growing, and serving people via intentional tech inclusive strategy.
Welcome to the show. This is episode 2 of season 1, and today is all about our visit to CITN 2024. It was awesome. Vendors, worship, and breakout sessions were all perfectly aligned with the many needs for effective technology in ministry. Let's talk about some of that goodness as a launch pad to future episodes that will feature interviews that I will be having with many of the vendors that were represented there. In those episodes, we will allow them to drill down for you on some of the products and services that they bring to the table. Today, we will approach our review of the 2024 Church IT Network Conference from those three perspectives. We're going to look at the vendors, we're going to talk a little bit about the worship, and we're going to look at the various sessions that were provided. First, I want you to listen to this important information before we get started.
Need to take advantage of technology for your church or ministry, but just don't feel comfortable with all of the techie terminology, or just don't know where to start? Maybe you're wondering how tech and church can be merged for the good of your specific vision. Jonathan's book, Effective Technology in Ministry, A Practical Guide, was written to clarify and simplify how tech can be applied to all areas of ministry to God's glory. Order copies for your church leaders and tech teams today at effectivetechnologyinministry.com.
Okay, so today we are talking about our visit to the CITN 2024, which was the Church IT Network's 2024 conference in Dallas, Texas. Let's start with vendors. Well, before that, let's start with the food, because included in the ticket price was much food service. Hats off to the sponsoring vendors, barbecue, wraps, homestyle meals, snacks, drinks, you name it, it was all available to keep us wide awake and hydrated. Well done. Get it? Well done. Food? Okay, rare, medium rare. However you like it, it was good. Now we can talk vendors. Again, this video was of me doing a quick walkthrough of the many vendors present. Okay, I'm here at the Lake Point Church in East Dallas, Texas, and we are excited. I'm at the CITN 2024 conference. It's been amazing. All the things that we're learning to help churches and ministries do ministry better with technology. So I'm going to just show you a little bit. This is the church facility that we're at. It's a huge church here in Dallas, Texas. And there are vendors inside. That over there is the youth center, where we're having different activities as well. And I won't go through all of it, but I just wanted you to see a little bit. I'm gonna walk through silently in a second so you can see some of what's going on inside. Okay, here we go. I'm just gonna walk through and you can see some of the vendors.
Techno babble was buzzing everywhere. It was electric. Get it? Electric? Never mind. The coverage for technology for ministry areas was very broad and included hardware, operating systems, solutions, starters for advanced church and member management, as well as prayer, membership care, engagement tools, classroom teaching options, donation and financial management choices, surveillance tools for people, and data security. There was also talk about artificial intelligence, AI, and far more. But I'll just rattle off a few of the vendor names of over 50 present at the event. IT1 represented a coalition of vendors including Lenovo, Object First, Microsoft Surface, Ponderance, and Juniper. ACS Technologies was present, Playlister, Simple, Clearstream, DonorBox, Glue, God Listens, Resi by PushPay, Enable Ministry Partners, Martis, Touchpoint, Bima, MBS, Tidely, Missional Marketing, Wi-Fi U, Rhomba, Subsplash, Sardius Media, Mankin, Online Giving, Phone Live, One Church Software, Azuris. There were some non-technical but mission-critical groups there like Mercy Ships and Brotherhood Mutual. Otherworld was there, Juxt, Control-D, Paragon, Points North Systems, Powered by Text, AI for Churches, Holy Secure, Rock, MyWell Ministry, HTC Global Services, Studio C, Lamb Telecom, and the Apollos. Then there were others, Apollos, the Apollos Project, and TULS, BoodleBox, Bridge Systems, JustJesusStuff.com, Church Plugin, Servant 42, and Vibrant. Now, out of respect for all the vendors present, let me say that I was pleased with every booth I stopped at, which happened to be all of them, because the conversations were largely rich, where a clear heart for ministry at the corporate level was shown by the representatives who were present. In fact, many of these vendors offered quality services to churches that were either free for real or very affordable, or even greatly reduced in price just for the sake of the cause of Christ. Now, some of the vendors were part of a coalition of companies that have banded together to offer an array of services in a cost-effective way. But regardless of the size of your ministry, this is good. It's sort of like that big picture thing we talked about in a previous episode and that I encourage in my book, Effective Technology in Ministry, A Practical Guide. There are cases where a one-stop shop approach can satisfy many of the technological challenges of a small to mid-sized church. And these vendors or vendor collabs might make sense to investigate as you approach your church technology strategy or requisitions. Nevertheless, do your homework with all of them so that you can find out what is the best fit for you and yours. Now, out of further respect, I'll admit that this episode may not visually display or verbally name or pronounce each vendor correctly. I did try my best, but they each learned from me personally that they are welcome to take an entire episode of the Church Tech Podcast to share their wares with you, and some have already welcomed the invitation to do just that. Some have even offered to be TCTC sponsors. What better way to get your product to those who need to learn about and acquire it, right? So we hope that you and your ministry leaders will at least check out what they are offering as you hear from them and continue to build upon your technology plans.
TCTC Talk is brought to you by Lunnon Services and Consulting, LLC, builder of enterprise-level custom applications for small to mid-sized businesses and churches. Who said custom software was unaffordable? They use low-code development and AI tools for efficient, speedy, and secure solutions. And they offer much more. Learn more at lonnservices.com. That's spelled lonnservices.com.
Now let's talk about another great part of this conference, worship. Not only in the period of praise with the speaker, but also in the breakout sessions, which we will discuss in a moment. But one of the great features of the CITN conferences is that as a person doing the techie stuff at your church, you sometimes get a moment to unwind, to lift your voice and hands in worship, to let the God who makes it possible for you to serve, you can bless him. A brief but powerful worship service is standard practice followed by an encouraging and relevant message that's geared to help the tech leader remain aligned with the biblical messages of service and spreading the gospel. Now, technology is clearly a vehicle for being more effective internally and reaching the masses externally. But this can make us a bit proud and less dependent on the Lord if we're not careful. The keynote speaker, Austin Adams of Lake Point Church, said many things, but I'm only going to go from a few of my notes that I jotted down. So overall, he was far better than these observations I'll make. He covered 1 Peter 5, 5 through 9, and reminded us of the importance of humility and that humility is knowing where my strength comes from. He also clarified that sometimes God won't do anything until we lay aside our pride. Yes, we need help too. I don't care what the pundits say about AI making things easier. The church operates on a different cultural platform, one that involves believers engaging in service, whether tech-based or not. As a remedy for some of our challenges in getting it all done, despite the level of appreciation we might feel we don't receive, Adams reminded us of Psalms 127 and encouraged the church tech audience to ask the Lord of the harvest.
Does your church or ministry have tech questions about a specific product, the right product to choose, or just want to see what others are doing with technology in their ministries? There's a club for that. The Church Tech Club is a community portal where you can collaborate in an ad-free social feed, self-paced learn via video lessons, and discover practical ways to effectively use technology for enhancing your ministry outcomes. Learn more and sign up for free or paid tiers today at thechurchtechclub.com.
Now, let's wrap things up by talking about the breakout sessions of CITN 2024. In the breakout sessions, there were great personal and intentional moments of prayer and seeking God for guidance about the roles of those present and the weights that they encounter while bringing their technological input to the ministry tables of their churches. You know, I could identify with the weights that can be felt. It was great to have prayer with the fellow laborers present before going back out into the mission field. Thanks, brothers and sisters. I wish I could share all the topics covered in the conference, but I have to leave something hidden so that you salivate at attending the next conference, right? This conference was worth the attendance and was executed with professionalism. A special shout out to the staff from the church and surrounding ministries who made everyone feel so welcome and important. Now, if you remember, the Church Tech Club has a target market, small to mid-sized churches. We realize that many in that segment cannot or frankly will not use their resources to attend events like this. We don't argue whether that's the best decision or not because we don't know everything about all small to mid-sized ministries. However, we do know that we can bring some of what we learned and share some of the connections we made with you via this free podcast platform. Then, when you decide you want to take the next steps to build out your technology strategy for ministry, you can just simply reach out to us and we'll do whatever we can to help you enhance this area of ministry. Therefore, Since you may have missed being there in person, we have asked many of the attending experts to appear as guests on this podcast over the coming months to share some of what they offer. Hearing from these guests will help you identify some tools for that nicely painted big picture for your ministry. In a previous broadcast, we said that big picture would include tech tools that positively affect ordered processes, enhanced teaching, and effective outreach. Tune in for these exciting guests and introductions or discussions about tools that you already use or may plan to use in the near future. That brings us to the end of this episode. It was really an inspiration to attend the conference, and it is even more rewarding to be bringing a small portion of that inspiration to you, our listeners. Just so you know, CITN does offer great support through their Discord portal, and information can be found about it on the CITN website at churchitnetwork.com. Listen, I'm super excited about the things that you will take away from each episode of the Church Tech Club Talk podcast. And I want you to note that on some replay platforms, you will have access to the transcripts of an episode. And whether it is the video version or the audio version, you will be able to replay and share. Thanks to all our listeners. Another personal reminder, please like, subscribe, and follow us on all our social media and publication platforms, or at least one, pretty please. It really supports us. We've got more good things coming, so till next week, continue to ask, learn, and you will continue to be equipped to do more. God's favor to you.
That brings us to the end of this TCTC Talk episode. Thanks to our guests, highlighted companies, and our amazing audience, that's you, for joining us during today's exciting discussion of relevant technology topics for ministry. We hope the value in this episode was evident and beneficial to you. As always, thanks for listening to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening platforms or find all episodes at lennonservices.com/TCTC Talk. That's spelled LONON services.com/TCTC Talk.